Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at very closely about entering into the new year, 2022. We're still in the first part of the year. And if we do it right, we go into the year with the right motive, the right attitude, the right heart, we will come out of this year more victorious than we've ever been before. And so we started looking at the fact that Jesus said He is the Alpha and He is the Omega. That means He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He has the first word, and He's going to definitely have the last word. But the fact is, He's the Alpha and the Omega, because that means He's everywhere. He's A and He's Z. That's what Alpha and Omega stand for. He's A and He's the Z. So in other words, He covers a complete spectrum of everything. And God is not limited by space, time, or matter. So He can be at 10 places at the same time, anywhere, anyhow, anytime. He's not limited like we in the earth are limited by time, space, and matter. He's not. And so God is everywhere all the time. And He's an amazing God. And when He starts something in a person's life, He always, always completes it. And you can read that in Revelation 1:8, that is the Alpha and the Omega. But in Philippians 1 verse 6, the Bible says, being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun, that's the Alpha, the beginning. He says, the very thing that He who has begun, God, the Alpha, He has begun a good work in you, will Omega it. He will complete it. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. It says, being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, which means the day of His unveiling or the day of Jesus' appearing. So we've got to plan our new year in a very special way, because what you believe is what you are downloading into your future. What you speak is what you are downloading into your future. Make sure you're believing the Word of God and you're speaking the Word of God, because with God all things are possible to them that believe. And so We looked at it and we saw in the beginning God, first chapter in Genesis 1 verse 1, and in the end God, last chapter in the book of Revelation, verse 22, verse 20. It's just amazing. He's in the beginning, He's the end. And so we need to start with God first. We need to let God have control in our lives, and we need to start with Him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all those things you need will come to you. You need relations restored. You need finances. You need healing. You need your children saved. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all those things will be added unto you. So we want you now, in the meantime, we were talking about speaking the blessing. And during the service at the end, God just started to speak through me, and I started to prophesy and decree a blessing. It's quite a long blessing. So I want you to receive this unto yourself today in Jesus Christ's mighty name. So let's pick up and let's move on.
If you want to file out and come towards the front here, my wife's going to hand you one of these prayer cloths, and we're going to trust God that there's an anointing on them, a mighty strong anointing that's going to touch your life, that you're going to keep it for your future, that you're going to proclaim it and decree it and declare it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I speak blessings upon each and every one of you. I thank the Lord that He makes the pathway before you plain and level and straight. He'll take the crooked part and He'll make it straight. He'll take what the devil means for your harm and He'll turn it for your good. Oh, yes, Lord.
I speak a blessing over each and every one of you. I speak the peace of God, surpassing all knowledge, will encompass about you, will be touched by your life. You will be changed. Your life will see glory. You're about to see victory this year. You're about to see prosperity. You're about to see healing. You're about to experience good health. Your family, your children, your children's children, up to 1,000 generations. We release and decree the blessing over you. We speak that God will direct your footsteps. We speak that God will direct your mouth and your tongue. We speak that you will release the words of faith out of your mouth, and you will decree and declare and prophesy the words of God. The Bible says in Job, he says that you shall decree a thing and it shall be established in your life. And so we recognize this today and we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. We're about to proclaim, we're about to decree, we're about to go into the heavenlies with the word of God coming out of our mouth, with a two-edged sword coming out of our mouth. We will not be held back. We will not be held back. We will not be held back. We are going through. We are pushing through in the name of Jesus. I speak the blessing over your life. The Lord's eye is upon you. His ears are open unto your cry. The righteous fall, but the Lord says you get back up 1,000 times if needs be. The Lord is about to take you through 2022 in victory. In victory, you will be victorious, completely victorious. More than words can express and explain. God is about to do over. God is about to do beyond. Besides what the eye, the mind, or the thoughts can think, God is doing beyond. Your cup is about to run over in the midst of sickness, in the midst of no money, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of racism, in the midst of all that stuff. God will raise you up to become a mouthpiece for Him, and you will be a demonstration to the world of God's goodness. You will be an example of God's goodness. You will love people. You will bless people. You will change your own self. You're about to grow in leaps and bounds. You're about to become a better person inside of yourself. You're about to get more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding. You're going to be loving, gentle, and kind. I speak to a spirit of anger. Be gone out of them in the name of Jesus. I speak to a spirit of sickness. Be gone out of them in the name of Jesus. I speak to a spirit of want and not having enough. Be gone out of them. I bind you from those things. I command you to get off their lives, and I release the blessing. I encourage the blessing. I empower you with the blessing in the name of Jesus. You are blessed beyond what the mind can think, and you're going far beyond in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Look neither to the left nor to the right, but stay focused on Jesus. And this is going to be your best year. This is going to be a mighty year. The world is about to be attacked in an unmeasurable way, but you're going to stand strong because your feet are on the rock. You have built your house on the word of God. You're standing on the rock of Gibraltar. You're standing on the power of God's word, on the power of God's name, by the power of the Holy Spirit. I release and I decree and I prophesy, businesses will flourish. Businesses will begin. Businesses will flourish. Businesses will begin. You will get houses you didn't build, wells you didn't dig, vineyards you didn't plant. God's about to pour out a blessing on your life. You need to receive that blessing. You need to take it with both hands. You need to say, yes, this is for me and my children, because as for me and my house, we are serving the Lord. We serve God. We will not be affected by the world. We will not be affected by COVID. We will not be affected by inflation. We will not be affected by no job. We will not be affected by what the world is saying and the doubt and unbelief is bringing. We will only be affected by the word of God. We speak the word. We release the word. We decree the word. We prophesy the word. We are the head. We're not the tail. We are above. We are never beneath. Thanks be to God who always causes you to triumph in Christ Jesus. You can do all things according to His glory and riches by Christ Jesus. You are more than enough. You have more than enough. In Jesus' name, your God will supply every need according to His riches in glory. And one more thing, He says, no weapon that is formed against you shall ever prosper, because you belong to God. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, God will condemn, for you are His righteousness. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, I speak peace over each and every one of you. I speak a calm in each and every one of you, and you will have a peace and a calm in the midst of the storm. You will not be moved. You will not be swayed. You will not cave in. You will not quit. You will not give up. You will be successful. This is going to be your best year yet. This is going to be a year of success. This is going to be a year of explosion. This is going to be a year of the supernatural in your life. We are going into this new year with a praise on our lips and a song in our heart for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We will not be moved by the world. We are the head. We are children of the Most High God. Now receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Now, Lord, we've taken your word as truth. We've taken your Holy Spirit. And we're going with the name of Jesus. And we're about to embark on a journey that is unsurpassed. We're about to take the high road that we haven't been on before. We're about to do things we have not done. We're about to see things we have not seen. We're about to say things we have not said. We're about to become your ambassadors in the earth, in the true sense of the word. We're about to proclaim and decree the kingdom of heaven in the earth. Not our will, but your will be done. It's about to saturate the world, and you're about to show the world the glory and the knowledge of your glory in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Oh, we just thank the Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. We're going into 2022 fully equipped. The helmet's on, the breastplate's on, the belt is on, the shoes are on, the shield is in place, the sword is coming out of our mouths. We are going into 2022 fully equipped and fully prepared to do what we need to do, and we will be victorious. Come the end of the year, we will claim victory like we've never claimed it before. You will get jobs where there are no jobs. You will find a way where there is no way. God's about to do the miraculous in your life. God's about to take situations, even in a person's mind, even bipolar. He's about to take that thing and take it out in the name of Jesus. God's about to heal that back once and for all. God's about to start and finish what He started in your life. Receive what God has for you today. Receive it. Go into the new year with a fervency, with an expectancy in the name of Jesus. Your marriage is about to be restored. Your children are about to be restored. Your body is about to be restored. Your bank account is about to be restored. Your heart is about to be restored. The hurt is about to be taken away in Jesus' mighty name. 2022, here I come. Shout that. Say, 2022, here I come. Say it. 2022, here I come. One more time. 2022, here I come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yay. Remember, God is the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. He has the first word. He'll have the last word. And if God said you can, guess what? And if God said you have, guess what? And if God said you are, then guess what?
Hello. This is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-763-8333. You won't be